live.
Oh, is this thing on? I don't care. I want him to hear.
This is the pregame show, your early morning shot of sports on 95.7 The Game.
Come on!
Oh, yes. Welcome in, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. This is the pregame show with Joe Spadoni. If you're just getting off work, if you're just getting on work, get ready for work, school, traveling, what have you. Be safe out there. It is very, very windy. A lot of power going out for a lot of people around the bay last night. A lot of trees falling down. So please, be safe on the roads out there. I saw a gnarly picture yesterday, westbound of Bay Bridge after Treasure Island. A huge tree, eucalyptus one, fell down. It took out so many lanes. So again, please be careful. Mind your surroundings. Drive slow on the bridges, and just be safe. Just be safe. A lot of not safe news if you're a 49ers fan. That didn't really make sense, but you get what I'm trying to go here. Brock Purdy, not good news. His elbow is not getting better. Per Tom Pelissero of NFL Network, 49ers quarterback Brock Purdy visited Dr. Keith Meister, who recommended postponing surgery because of ongoing inflammation in Purdy's elbow, per sources. They'll reconvene in early March. All signs continue to point a UCL repair that would have Purdy ready for the 2023 season. That's concerning on a multitude of levels. The more you push this back, the more in the back of my mind, this feels like Tommy John surgery. We've seen it many times with pitchers when they think rest and maybe cleaning out the elbow or doing a different reattacher brace like they're alluding to with Brock Purdy. And then more often than not, it turns into Tommy John. Now, I'm not saying it's going to be, but the longer this thing lingers, and do you have to let it linger? Shout out the Cranberries. The more concerned I get, and the more I feel like Trey Lance is going to be the starter week one of the NFL season. So 888-957-9570, 888-957-9570, as we talk Brock Purdy and a pushback in surgery as his elbow inflammation continues. And just to put it bluntly, it's not good. It's not good. You can try to clean this up as well as you want, like Pelissero saying all signs continue to point that he'll be ready for the 2023 season. Ready when? The start of the 2023 season? In the middle of the 2023 season? I just have a hard time thinking, with Trey Lance getting all these reps leading up to training camp and probably during training camp being the QB1, that Brock Purdy is going to be ready to start week one of the NFL season. I don't see that happening. And if you're the 49ers, and if that is the case, you better start looking around for a veteran quarterback that can help you. It's going to be Trey Lance's team, but you can't trust him staying healthy on the field. He needs to prove that to you. So you need to bring in a veteran that you're comfortable with. You can't be heading into the season with Josh Johnson as your backup. We saw how that worked out in the NFC Championship game. You need a guy who may be getting cut in the coming weeks. A Tannehill maybe. A Marcus Mariota maybe. Dare I say a Jimmy Garoppolo? Oh, again, drive safe out there. Some of you listening on the roads may have just swerved a little bit hearing that last name. Please drive safe. It's windy. It's very windy. But it's very concerning. And this does throw a little wrench into the 49ers offseason. And we knew that when Hassan Reddick ran into Brock Purdy in the NFC Championship game and the injury happened. We knew right then and there. When he didn't throw the rest of the game, Josh Johnson came in, he got knocked out, and Brock Purdy was just doing handoff after handoff in one little shovel pass that looked like it was tremendously painful. So we knew right then and there that this 49ers offseason was going to be different. It was just going to be different. Now we're learning that it could just be Trey Lance. There could be no drama leading into training camp. It could just be Trey Lance's team, and then once Brock's all ready to go, maybe he gets a chance, but maybe not. Again, this is Trey Lance's opportunity now to try and regain that locker room and regain that QB1 position on the San Francisco 49ers. Because don't get it twisted. A lot of the guys in that locker room, yeah, they say nice things about Trey. Great leader, works hard, stuff like that. they want Brock Purdy as their starter. You've heard it from George Kittle this offseason. You heard it from Robbie Gould. You heard it from Kyle Juszczyk. You heard it from all these guys. They want Brock Purdy as their quarterback. It's up to Trey Lance to change those guys' minds. It's up to him to ball out. And this is a tremendous opportunity for him, and I'm rooting for Trey. He's been through some awful injury luck the last couple years. He hasn't really been able to play football, the game he loves. The game that gave him all this wealth, his generational wealth, he hasn't been able to reciprocate to the team and to his teammates, and that stinks. And we heard just last week in his podcast with Quincy Avery, the quarterback coach, his quarterback coach, among others, with Jalen Hurts, Geno Smith, etc. But he was talking about, you know, writing down his thoughts and trying to put pen to paper and seeking a therapist, because the mental toll of last season really did a number on him. It did. So I'm rooting for the kid. I am. But 888-957-9570, 888-957-9570, Xfinity Mobile text line, YouTube, Twitch, hello, appreciate all of you tuning in. What's the next step for the 49ers? Is it just rolling with Trey Lance? Do you want them to go get a legit veteran backup, like one of the guys I mentioned that may get cut here in the coming weeks? A Ryan Tannehill, a Marcus Mariota, a Matt Ryan, hell, a Nick Foles? Does that do anything for you? Any of those guys? Let me know at 888-957-9570, 888-957-9570. EJ Gomez on YouTube chat, big Purdy fan, but it looks like Trey area time. Brandon Cadiz on the YouTube chat, Trey's job to lose now. I think so. And this is a tremendous opportunity for him and for the 49ers. That's why they were non-committal, right? After the injury, they said the right things. All the reports were, you heard it from Albert Breer, you heard it from Rappaport, all these national guys, that it was Brock Purdy's job. Then the injury happened, and that changed everything. Hassan Reddick hitting Brock Purdy's throwing arm and elbow and causing that UCL damage changed everything this offseason. And that opened the door for Trey Lance and his quote-unquote time for redemption. Can he redeem himself? Does he even have something to redeem? We haven't even really gotten to see what Trey Lance is yet at the quarterback position. And don't tell me we know what Trey Lance is and then jump over and say, yeah, we know what Brock Purdy is, and we already know what Trey Lance is. We don't know what either of those guys is. We don't know what they are. I don't know what Brock Purdy is yet because he's played 7 and 8 games. Trey Lance, he's played barely 4 games, whatever it is. 2.5. 3.5. Like, I don't know what these guys are. No one does. And the 49ers need to find out who they have in Trey Lance, because within the last decade here in the Bay Area, decade plus, outside of the Andrew Bogut trade and trading away at Monte Ellis, like, this is the riskiest move in Bay Area history, what the 49ers did to give up all that draft capital. I said decade plus. Shouldn't have said history. In the last decade in Bay Area sports, it's been the riskiest trade. Trading all that draft capital for Trey Lance just for it not to amount to anything? No. You need to find out what you have this season. He needs to be the quarterback one. He needs to show out. And it's make or break time. Because if he can't seize this opportunity, and if he gets hurt again, you'd hate to see that, or he just doesn't perform up to the level in which you drafted him to do, then yes, it's time to move on and call it what it is, a bust. But before that, we need to see more from him, because I can't call a quarterback a bust when he hasn't even completed a third of an NFL season. Hell, a fourth of an NBA season. NFL season. Fourth of the NBA season. Way too long, by the way. Cut it in a third. But let me know what you think at 888-957-9570. A veteran backup, who would you like to see the 49ers bring in? Again, if you're just joining us, this per Tom Pelissero, 49ers quarterback Brock Purdy today visited That was yesterday. Visited Dr. Keith Meister, who recommended postponing surgery because of ongoing inflammation in Purdy's elbow. Per sources, they'll reconvene in early March. All signs continue to point a UCL repair that would have Purdy ready for the 2023 season. I'm seeing on the Xfinity Mobile text line for the 510, Geno Smith or Jameis Winston. I think Geno is going to be out of their price range. I think Geno is staying up in the Pacific Northwest. I think they signed Geno to like maybe 2-year extension, give him a bunch of guaranteed money, and then draft a quarterback. That's what I see them doing, but maybe not. Who knows? Again, I don't see Geno Smith being in their price range. So Jameis Winston, that's an interesting one. Listen, we know Jameis Winston is the meme king when it comes to the NFL. This guy's got talent. He's got talent. Yes, he makes a lot of mistakes. He does. But as a backup, I'm not mad at that. I actually thought he should have been playing more than Andy Dalton with the Saints last year to give them more opportunity to win. I don't know what they were thinking. Dennis Allen and co, but that's Dennis Allen for you. I won't really get into that. We know him all well here in the Bay Area. Hamza Raja from the YouTube chat. Love saying that name. I hope I'm pronouncing it correctly, Hamza. The second return of Brady for sure is better than any option. Okay. Does that enter the Tom Brady sweepstakes again? I don't think so. I think you're bringing in a veteran that's going to back up Trey Lance. Tom Brady's not backing up Trey Lance. Or, Hamza, like you're suggesting, do you try to get a guy like an Aaron Rodgers? I don't think the 49ers are going to do that. I think you invested all this capital, this draft capital, this stock into this guy and Trey Lance. You need to see what you have. Stop trying to put a Band-Aid over a gaping wound. Stop trying to put a Band-Aid over blood and gut seeping out. You need to see what you got. You need to see what you got. So let Trey Lance be the quarterback one. See what he has for the first start of the season. And if the timetable really is Purdy's back at some point this season, and he comes back, then give the job back to Purdy. But we need to see what we have with Trey Lance first. That is obvious. 888-957-9570, 888-957-9570. And going back to Brock Purdy, and I said this, and I know there's a lot of Trey hate out there. It's kind of weird to me because the guy's never really had a chance to show what he can do in this league. He's had a couple games here and there, but Peyton Manning had a horrible rookie season. Troy Aikman, horrible rookie season. I'm not ready to judge a guy one way or the other in a negative or positive light just because of a cup of coffee in the league. And that goes for Brock Purdy, too. Brock looked amazing at times last year, but he also looked like a rookie. And I'm not ready to crown him the next quarterback for the 49ers for the next decade plus. Like, I remember the whole segment here at 95.7 The Game during the playoffs was the 49ers found their quarterback for the next decade. Can we relax? Can we relax, please? Greg Cosell, who watches more film than anyone, is a film junkie. NFL Films, NFL Primetime on ESPN, does a hell of a job. All he does is watch film. He doesn't get into the minutia, to the sports talk radio takes, all that sort of stuff. All he does is watch film and tells you what the film says. Well, he joined Matt Maiocco in his podcast with the 49ers on NBC Bay Area. And this is what he had to say about Brock Purdy in 7 to 8 games not being enough to make a determination on him as a quarterback. Here's Greg Cosell.
One of the great things about Purdy was that he did not make what you'd call bad throws. Could he have thrown a few more picks? Obviously, Diggs dropped the interception at the end of the first half in that game against Seattle, which was only he could tell you why he threw that. I couldn't, because he threw it right to Diggs. But he also started to miss a few things the last 2 weeks where they were designed to fine read throws, and for whatever reason, he didn't turn it loose. He just, I don't know, maybe he didn't see. I can't answer that. Only he could. I'm not saying that he did not have a good year, and the story is phenomenal, but 6-7 games is not enough to decide that a guy is either bad, you know, in some cases, or great.
That was Greg Cosell with Matt Maiocco and Jennifer Lee Chan on the 49ers podcast, NBC Sports Bay Area. And yeah, I agree with Greg there. And Greg knows his stuff. It's all he does is watch film. And the film told him, listen, he was great. He also made a lot of mistakes. He didn't look as great, I think, as we are anointing him as the next Steve Young by some here in the Bay Area. He had a hell of a year. And he had a hell of a complement of weaponry around him. Christian McCaffrey. I would like to see Trey Lance with Christian McCaffrey. He never got that opportunity. What does that look like? George Kittle. He's going to be out there with Trey Lance. So he will have a full complement, hopefully, barring any injuries, of offensive talent that he hasn't had before. Debo, Ayuk, Kittle, McCaffrey. That changes things. You don't think it doesn't? To have a safety valve like a Christian McCaffrey to dump it off to? Or to have a dual threat with both him and McCaffrey? I think that has a chance to be special. I really, really do. And I would like to see the 49ers lean into that. And if you're the 49ers, and you've already made up your mind about Brock Purdy, and you think he's the guy, then let Brock Purdy rest. Jesus, let him rest then. At least see what you have. And Trey Lance is all I'm saying. 916, Xfinity Mobile text line. What happens if Trey does decent, and then Purdy is ready to come back? Whose job then? Well, what define decent? Is that a couple weeks into the season, you're 2-1, Trey Lance has a touchdown interception ratio of 6-4, threw for a couple hundred yards in each game, and they're 2-1. Well, you're winning, right? In that case, you're winning the games. And I think you still have to see what you have to Trey Lance. Now, if you're 1-2, and it's a 4-interception-to-6-touchdown ratio, and you're the reason you're losing games, you have a different conversation. But this is all predicated on how it looks. To your point, 916 on the Xfinity Mobile text line, it's all going to matter how it looks. Style points, if you will. Is he the reason they're losing, or is he the reason they're winning? Because, say what you will, during Brock Purdy's run, yeah, he was doing a hell of a job. Yeah, he was great. A lot of the reasons he was winning those games was that defense. And it wasn't until that game in Vegas where he actually had to deal with a double-digit deficit at halftime and come back. And he got away with some there in the end. I think about that ball that was tipped up in the air that Ayuk caught and ran for a first down that absolutely could have been picked and that absolutely could have been the game. But it wasn't. He got lucky a few times. And we talked about it last year. It's better to be lucky than good. So, listen. I'm not saying Brock Purdy didn't have a great year last year and deserves to have a shot at starting at the quarterback position again. But elbow inflammation, it's a serious thing. We see it in baseball all the time. We see it all the time. Oh, elbow inflammation, they're going to give it some rest, let the inflammation go down, and then they're going to see what the next step is going forward. We've seen it become Tommy John. Is this going to be that same situation? We shall see. Again, from Tom Pelissero of NFL Network, 49ers quarterback Brock Purdy visited Dr. Keith Meister, who recommended postponing surgery because of ongoing inflammation in Purdy's elbow, per sources. They'll reconvene in early March. All signs continue to point a UCL repair that would have Brock Purdy ready for the 2023 season. From the Xfinity Mobile text line, 925, Joe Jabroni, the company man towing the 49ers line. Lance is terrible. And in the internet age, Purdy's value has been grossly overvalued. Any vet the 49ers bring in is going to start. That's a take, 925. That's a take. And I take the Joe Jabroni slight as endearment, and I appreciate it. And I wear it like a suit of armor. Because, you know what? Joe Jabroni, I never put two and two together with Spadoni, Jabroni. Big fan of The Rock, so it's all good. But come on, 925. You don't even believe a word you're saying there. That's got to be shtick. That is some WWE Rock heel shtick right there. Come on. Come on, man. Vince McMahon couldn't draw it up any better. Lance is terrible. We haven't even seen what he is. Purdy's value has been grossly overvalued? Maybe a little bit. But if you did a redraft of last year, he's definitely going in the first round. Just judging what you've seen from his 7-8 games in the league, whatever it's been, whatever you want to count that NFC Championship game or not, because he barely played in it. And any vet the 49ers brings in is going to start? No chance! They're not going to bring in a guy that they think is going to start over Trey Lance. And there's only a handful of those guys I would want starting over Trey Lance anyways. One of them just retired in Tom Brady, and another one is Aaron Rodgers, and the 49ers aren't trading for him. That's not happening. So if they're bringing in a veteran to back up, I think that would be a good move. I think a Marcus Mariota makes sense. I think a Ryan Tannehill makes sense. Again, if these guys get cut, which signs are pointing that they might, because a lot of these are either zero guaranteed money left on the contract or very little. So any of those guys, Jameis Winston, someone mentioned, I don't hate that. I hate Carson Wentz, Matt Ryan. I'm out on those guys. But we'll see what John Lynch and Kyle Shanahan value. But I don't see any veteran coming in here and overtaking Trey Lance at the quarterback one position. A, because you need to see what you have in Trey Lance. And B, I just don't think there's anyone that good that you can just slot in right over him. I don't think that happens. Hamza Raja on the YouTube chat. I think no matter who they get at QB, no one takes the 49ers serious since they always make the postseason and everyone expects them to score 10 points in a big game and their defense ain't look scary. Did you watch that NFC Championship game and say that, that defense did not look scary? I came away from that saying if the 49ers had any quarterback that could throw, I think they win that game. Now they didn't. They got their asses kicked. And that was it. But I did not come away from the last 3 out of the 4 years where the 49ers made the NFC Championship game saying the 49ers can't win or can't score in big games. They scored in plenty of big games. Was the Seattle game at Levi's this year not a big game? Was the Dallas Cowboys game at Levi's not a big game? Like, are we just going to gloss over the NFC Championship game against the Packers? Was that not a big game at the time? So they can score points. It's hard to do that when you lose your quarterback and you're on your third string quarterback going on your fourth string and Josh Johnson. It's hard to do that. When your opponents are just selling out to stop the run and that's all you're going to start doing, it's hard to score. So I do give them somewhat of a pass last NFC Championship game, but come on. Come on, Hamza. You're better than that. 888-957-9570, 888-957-9570. Talking Brock Purdy, elbow inflammation here on the pregame show. Be sure to download that Odyssey app, favorite 95.7 The Game, where you can listen to all of our shows, Morning Roast, Willard Dibbs, Signy Goo, Damon and Ratto, all that wonderful goodness. And on the other side, we're going to get into a little of the Golden State Warriors. Tim Kawakami joined Whitey, who was filling for Damon yesterday, Whitey and Ratto, and he had a very interesting take. Outside of Steph Curry, he said someone was the most important figure for the Golden State Warriors, and I couldn't believe he said this guy. So we'll get into that on the other side. But right now we're talking Brock Purdy, elbow inflammation, postponing the surgery a little bit more until that swelling goes down. They're saying early March. We'll see. That was all per Tom Pelissero of the NFL Network. We shall see. Is he going to be ready for the 2023 season? At some point it's looking that like that. But I don't expect him to be back for training camp. I don't expect that. Not if we're going to keep postponing it. Absolutely not. Good morning on the YouTube chat, Morali. Appreciate you. Donut Man 415, thank you for being on at 5 a.m. Makes me making donuts go by way faster. One of these days, I'm going to bring you some donuts. Dude, I need the Donut Man to bring me some donuts here. I will smash some. What's your favorite donut? As a donut maker, I want to know your favorite donut. And let me know at 888-957-9570. I'm a chocolate old-fashioned most of the time, because that's the one that dips best into some nice hot cup of Joe. Hot Joe Spadoni. But that's my usually go-to. But I can go for a glazed, if I'm feeling childish, glazed with some sprinkles, some donut holes. I can go for anything. I don't think there's a donut I hate. Maybe that one that's like always in the corner with like the shaved coconut on top. It's kind of gross. I'm out on coconut, just as like a flavor enhancer and stuff like that. Unless it's in my drink, I'm out on it. 888-957-9570. A lot of action here on the Xfinity mobile text line. 510, Geno Smith isn't out of their price range. I think he is. I absolutely think Geno Smith is going to be out of the 49ers price range. And I don't think Geno Smith is going to... Why would he want to come on the 49ers if he's going to be competing with a rookie that he knows invested all this... That the 49ers invested all this much into? Why would he want to come here? Geno Smith has a perfectly made in the Pacific Northwest. I expect him to get at least like a $30 million guaranteed this year. And if the Seahawks draft a quarterback, whether that's a C.J. Stroud, a Will Levis, whatever, he'll probably stay a year, mold him. And then if he plays well again, you can move on. Like an Alex Smith situation when he went from the Chiefs to the Commanders. 707, got to go with the Maple Bar. Strong. Love me a Maple Bar. Plus you get more surface area there. It's elongated. Strong. I'm a big maple bar with a little custard in there. A lot of people hate on the custard. I like the custard. I like a jelly donut. I like a filling. Not mad at it. People have strong takes and hateful takes on the jelly and custard donuts. I love all donuts. Again, just not that weird one with the shaved coconut on top. Out on that one. Absolutely out on that one. Donut man, I have an orange vanilla glaze I just made with the old fashioned. That's a clown take there, donut man. You know, I was on your side for a little bit. But the orange vanilla on a donut, I'm out. Unless it's the greatest donut in the history of donuts, I'm out on that donut, man. I'm out. Got a quick break here, and we're going to come on back. This is the pregame show with Joe Spadoni. We're talking Brock Purdy, elbow inflammation. And on the other side, we're going to hear from Tim Kawakami, who joined Whitey and Ratto yesterday and said, outside of Steph Curry, the most important Golden State Warrior. Who do you think that is? Well, the answer might surprise you. This is the pregame show, Joe Spadoni, 95.7 The Game.
Now, back to the pregame show on 95.7 The Game.
Welcome back. Pregame show, Joe Spadoni, 95.7 The Game. Talking elbow inflammation, Brock Purdy. This per Tom Pelissero of the NFL Network, quarterback Brock Purdy visited Dr. Keith Meister, who recommended postponing surgery because of ongoing inflammation in Purdy's elbow, per sources. They'll reconvene in early March. All signs continue to point a UCL repair that would have Purdy ready for the 2023 season. Ready for the start, ready during it, ready towards the end. Who knows? We shall see, but we'll continue to talk Purdy in the latest on his elbow and all of that. We're going to talk a little Warriors coming up here in a second. Tim Kawakami joined Whitey and Ratto yesterday. Had some very interesting thoughts surrounding the Golden State Warriors, their upcoming season after the All-Star break, the buyout market, Patrick Beverley, all that sort of stuff. TK had a lot to say about that. I have a lot to say about the merch here at 95.7 The Game. You can go ahead and go to 957thegameshop.com to get all your 95.7 The Game merch. Still working on the pregame show merch, by the way. Still working on that. We're taking ideas here on the YouTube chat, the Xfinity Mobile text line, for a pregame show shirt ideas. Let me know if you have any ones that are either really great or really bad. Preferably really bad. That's the angle I'm going for. Just awful shirt ideas. So awful that it just might work. Shout out Pistachio Disguisey and the Master of Disguise. So crazy, it just might work. So please give me all your thoughts there on the YouTube chat and on the Xfinity Mobile text line. All right, Tim Kawakami. Are the Warriors going to target anyone on the buyout market?
I don't think Steve Kerr is going to take almost anybody in the buyout market over Anthony Lamb or Ty Jerome. I just don't see it. They've been with the team the whole time. They said what he wants to do. This is how he's working. They're the, you know, ninth and tenth man or whatever on the rotation. It's hard to see a buyout person who's going to jump over them.
I don't think that's what Golden State Warriors fans want to hear. It's hard to see anyone jumping over Ty Jerome and Anthony Lamb in this lineup. Well, if that's the case, then yeah, don't even get anyone on the buyout market. Like, what's the point? For depth? Like, if they got Pat Beverley, you don't think they would have started over him? Here's what TK had to say about Pat Bev.
And if Gary Payton is healthy, then Patrick Beverley is not playing for the Warriors. So I think that was it. Like, as long as Gary Payton's not playing, we do need this thing. You know, go play, go defend on the perimeter. They really could use defensive perimeter. But that's it. I mean, when Gary Payton's healthy, whenever that is, a month, 2 months, it'll maybe be right before the playoffs. You're not playing Gary Payton in the second and Patrick Beverley in the rotation. That is not happening. I will tell you that. I know Steve Kerr's rotation pretty well. I've studied that probably more than anybody on earth, maybe even more than Steve Kerr. And he's not playing two totally defensive wings, guards, slash. No possibility.
I agree with TK there. There was just no way that Pat Bev fit on this team. Like, even with Gary Payton II being out, it's just so small. He's just not a good player at this point anyway. I think Steiny went as far to say Patrick Beverly stinks. I saw that little quote yesterday. That was great. And by the way, the whole Willard-Steiny love fest, whether it's a bit or not, it's hilarious. I'm loving every second of it. I don't think Guru or Dibs are loving every second of it. And by the way, the 95-7 the game mean slash nice rankings, we need to get into that in a little bit before the cross-jover when Joe Shasky joins me. Miss Shasky in the little cross-jover. It's been Alan Stiles. He did a hell of a job filling in for Bonte. But Bonte, the king! The king has returned. Shout out Mufasa. Shout out Simba. Bonte Hill coming back today on the Morning Roast with Joe Shasky. He's going to be fired up coming off vacay. Brock Purdy, elbow surgery. Trey Lance, QB1. Warriors, they're getting back in action tomorrow against the Los Angeles Lakers. So an awful lot to get to on the Morning Roast. And I know they're going to be fired up. It's Bonte Hill and Joe Shasky will take over here in about 25 minutes or so. But more from Tim Kawakami, who joined Whitey and Ratto yesterday, about Golden State Warriors giving up on young players a la James Wiseman. Here's what Tim had to say about that.
Name me the really good young player that the Warriors have given up on and has turned out to be good when he left the Warriors. Now, they haven't had the number two pick, so that's, you know, it's a little different. That's important context. But it's not like these guys, you know, Jordan Bell or Patrick McCaw. It's not like these guys, you know, Nemanja Nedovic to pull another one back. You know, it's not like these guys that they thought, like, were initially good and then didn't pan out, then they got rid of, turned out to be really good. Steve Kerr is tough on young players, no question, but usually if you can make it through, you're a good player. If you can't, you're not that good. And I kind of rolling with that. I don't think Wiseman's going to be that great at NBA player.
Okay. That's Tim Kawakami. Doesn't think James Wise is going to be that good of an NBA player because it didn't work out with the Golden State Warriors. I'm not ready to agree with that yet. I'm not ready to agree with that. Just because it didn't work out here with this group of talent does not mean it can work out elsewhere. We've seen multitude of cases throughout the NBA and throughout other leagues where it's just not working out on the first stop. Get a chance somewhere else. It turns out great. Call it a reclamation project, if you will. The reclamation projects of reclamation projects. I'm not saying he's going to be the next Kurt Warner in the NBA, but you get what I'm saying. It could happen. I'm willing to give James Wiseman the benefit of the doubt with the Detroit Pistons because he was thrown into an impossible circumstance trying to jump onto a championship-ready team and be that dude for the future of this franchise. It's not made for everyone. It's not made for everyone, especially when you have a guy like Steph Curry, Draymond Green, Klay Thompson, Andrew Wiggins, all these other studs, and three of those four are future Hall of Famers. Add in a guy like a Jordan Poole off the bench, it's very difficult to find your Lang and stick with it. Lane, not Scott Lang. Shout out, Ant-Man. I enjoyed it. I saw Ant-Man Quantumania, right, this past weekend. It was pretty good. I think people are crushing it because it's like what they like to do. It was like a solid B-, maybe a B. Didn't think it was a C- or an F or a D. It was solid. Kang the Conqueror. I'm not going to give any spoilers. Don't worry. He's basically the new bad guy, the new Thanos, if you will, for this next generation. But he's supposed to be all futuristic and super powerful. And there's all these multiverses and variants. And he's super powerful, all that sort of stuff. So can't wait to see what the future has in store for the Marvel franchise. Because it's been a little bit of a disappointment ever since Endgame. Kind of been out on the whole Marvel franchise. Too many shows. It's been an oversaturation sensation. Shout out Tim Roy. But I'm willing to give Kang the Conqueror a chance in the future Marvel franchises. 888-957-9570, 888-957-9570. Tim Kawakami on Stephen Curry's timeline. What say you, Tim?
It doesn't feel like to me, and just from the tone of the way they're talking, you know, even Steve Kerr is like, well, we'll get him back before the playoffs. We know that. Well, that's 24 games, so, you know, I'd say 7 to 10, you know, just in my, you know, if it's aggregated, put me whatever, what, put it down 7 to 10, I'd say in the 7 to 10 game range and maybe a little bit more than that, beyond even this. And the next, I wouldn't think he's going to play in the next five games.
Okay, now in the next five games, let's look up this Golden State Warriors schedule right now. So 7 to 10 games, and maybe not even if that. So we got the Lakers tomorrow at Los Angeles, home to the Rockets, that's 2, T-Wolves 3, Blazers 4, Clippers 5, Pelicans 6, Lakers again 7. Okay, we're already 7 games there. Thunder 8, Grizzlies 9, Bucks 10. That is a very difficult stretch of 10 games potentially without Stephen Curry. And then even more so after that, then you got the Suns. Then you got the Clippers. Hawks stink. They just fired their coach. But then you got the Grizzlies. Then Mavericks, Sixers. This is a brutal stretch coming up here for the Golden State Warriors. And without Stephen Curry, they need to be firing on all cylinders. If they have any bad shooting night, they're done. That defense, I don't expect it to get better. Like, it's just not going to get better. Without Gary Payton especially, I don't see it happening. There is not a switch ready to be flipped on the defensive end all of a sudden. So, yeah, all these games are going to be massive moving forward, especially without Stephen Curry. Tomorrow against the Lakers, it's a must-win game. It's a must-win game. I don't care if LeBron's back, AD, D'Angelo Russell. Like, they're not very good. You can beat that team. The Rockets, that's a must-win. T-Wolves, Blazers, all these games are going to be must-win here on out. They're going to start feeling like playoff-type games. And especially without Stephen Curry, you need to be on your best behavior, I was going to say, but you just need to be firing on all cylinders. Dante DiVincenzo, keep doing what you're doing. Jordan Poole, I need you to be consistent on the offensive end. Klay Thompson, he's going to be needing to play some back-to-backs here. I need to see both from the offensive and defensive end. Draymond Green, score for me, please. I saw you do it against the Clippers. Keep doing that. So I'm going to need some more from everyone. I'm going to see some Andrew Wiggins. And we saw and heard reports of Andrew Wiggins again being out for the Lakers tomorrow due to personal reasons. Hope everything is okay with Wiggins, his family. Don't know what it is. I'm not going to speculate what it is, but anytime it's out for personal reasons, it's usually not good. So hope the best for Andrew Wiggins there, but he is going to be out against the Los Angeles Lakers tomorrow. We're going to take a quick break here. Come on back. One more segment, the Crossjover. Joe Shasky will join me next. Break down Brock Purdy. Again, he has ongoing inflammation in his elbow, and they're going to reconvene and get together regarding the surgery in early March. That was per Tom Pelissero of the NFL Network. Again, the Golden State Warriors, they're going to be back in action tomorrow against the Los Angeles Lakers. No Wiggins. It's going to be a tough game, regardless without Stephen Curry, especially without Wiggins. I still expect them to try to win that game. Lakers are not very good. And then again, you got the Rockets Friday, T-Wolves Sunday. A lot of big games here down the stretch as the All-Star break is coming to an end tomorrow. This is the pregame show. Joe Spadoni, come on back. 95.7 The Game.
Oh, back to the pregame show on 95.7 The Game.
Welcome back. Pregame show. Joe Spadoni, 95.7 The Game. One more segment here for you before tossing it over to Joe Shasky. And the king has returned. Simba has come back. The king of Bay Area sports media, Bonte Hill, showing back up to the morning roast after a nice vacay. Well-needed, well-deserved vacay down in Mexico for Bonte Hill.
When you're doing that visualization, do you envision him in like one of those buggies where the entire army is in front of him, like medieval times?
Like a chariot? No, like a chariot, yeah. In Rome is
that's
what I think.
Okay,
of.
That's where I was
he
going.
He has
with
the
this.
Toga, he has the grace, yes. Coming down.
So
he
like
has
Achilles
the
after he kills Hector in Achilles, okay. With Brad, yes. With Brad, whatever his name,
yeah,
Brad
Pitt.
You, yes. Know when he kills him, then he ties him to the chariot, and he's, yes. Like dragging him
super
all in.
Super disrespectful, yes. Just in front of his dad, and everyone's watching, and he just keeps, and then he brings him back.
So that's, yeah. What you envision it as?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I'm with
that.
Well,
you're, and in this case, you're Hector in the back. You're just, he's just kind of dragging you along.
I'm more Paris. Very scared. I started the war.
You turn your back on him?
I didn't mean to, but then at the end, I shoot the magical arrow.
Oh my God. Hit him right in the heel.
Well, we're going Greek tragedies early on.
We're doing this. Absolutely, we are. And real quick, I teased this all show, and I need to play this for you, Shasky.
Yeah, I'd love to
play
it
yesterday.
Dude, it's like a sauna in here.
It is very hot, but you know what's good? You got to sweat it out, right?
Come on. I feel like Paulie, when he's about to whack, name.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
Pumpincero. Yes.
Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you. And he's trying to go to like the sweat place and he's like, come on, take off your towel.
Why didn't you want to take off your clothes? my back hurts, Paulie. My back hurts. No, but I was thinking of Jimmy Kahn and Sonny Corleone. He's like, he's telling the Paulie before he's going to whack him. He's like, oh, you're sick. Oh, you know, it's good. It's good. Why don't you have some whiskey? It's good to sweat it out. Right. 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 He's like, yeah, maybe that's good. Maybe you should go home. Yeah. All right. I don't want to see that SOB ever again. Yeah. Make sure he's whacked. Yes. That's exactly what I thought. Real quick, I need to play this. This is from Filmo Mike a couple days ago. I finally pulled the audio yesterday. Okay. And it pertains to our show, too.
Okay.
It's the 95-7 The Game mean and nice.
I heard this. This is what I heard.
Sam's looking at me right now. It's like, Joe, don't you dare play this before Bonte.
This is what spurned my joke yesterday with Bonte.
Yes.
But this is the list. The meanest people at the station to the nicest. Ray?
Hold on, we got nice rankings? Wait a minute. Which direction are you going? From nice to mean or from mean to nice?
Oh, no.
Mean to nice.
Okay,
mean, so nice.
We're starting with the meanest. Go ahead.
Ray.
Ray Ratto.
Steiny.
Okay.
Damon.
Yeah.
Bonte. Bibbs.
Okay.
Guru. Willard. Madsen. Shasky. Whitey, Spadoni, Ludman, Cam, and honorable mention because I miss him, Nice Guy Steven.
Yeah, not well. I mean, that's like, when your nickname's Nice Guy, I think you have to be at the top.
I love how he named him Ludman.
Ludman.
Like there's a D in there.
I can't even say my name right. Like, come on, man.
I love Filmo Mike.
Filmo's the
you
best.
Know that you're starting a war here, right?
No, oh, absolutely. Shout out Infinity War and Endgame. And I just saw Quantumania this past week. It was okay. It was all right.
Okay.
The Ant-Man one. It was all right.
I'm behind on two movies that I really want
to
see.
You need to see like some of the show. Like Loki, you need to watch that if you haven't seen
the
show.
I already watched Loki.
Okay, so you...
The timeline. It's about merging the timelines.
Yeah, you already met the guy, the main villain, Kang, in that one. Yeah. One of the variants. So you get it.
But the one I haven't seen was Avatar.
Avatar, like the movie?
Number two. It just came out. It's like 3 hours.
I thought you were talking about like Avatar being a part of Marvel. I was like, I don't think that's a part of Marvel.
No, I'm saying like Ant-Man and then Avatar are two movies that are... I haven't been to the movie theater.
I did a drive-in movie the first time to see Quantum.
Oh, yeah.
It was actually really cool. Like, it was an old-school one in Concord. Like,
did you have to put the old-school radio in the side of the window?
No,
or did you, like, link
you could
into
tune
the...
into a radio station they have, and it just blasts through your phone. I turn my car on, I have, like every 25 minutes, it's fine. It just turns on real quick.
There used to be Geneva Drive-In, right, where Cow Palace is. Uh-huh. And so right behind it, now it's like a Bay Club or something. But there used to be Geneva Drive-In, and you'd go, and I remember watching Back to the Future, and you'd have to roll the window
down. That's a cool movie to watch there.
And put this old-school, like, it was like a speaker that was connected to a cord, and it would like cling on the top of your window, and you'd stick it in there, and then you would lie down and we watched a movie in the back of the old station wagon.
It's pretty cool.
Yeah, I miss those.
No, it was a really cool moment. I think I'm going to take Mrs. for a date night there. Scream's coming. She's a big fan of the Scream franchise.
Oh, yeah.
New one's coming out March 10th.
Is Jennifer Love Hewitt in it?
No, I think you're thinking of, who is it?
I thought she was in Scream.
No. I Know What You Did Last Summer, I think. Or maybe I'm thinking of Sarah Michelle Gellar. I don't know. They all those three-name people.
She had a moment in time.
She had a moment in time.
They all did, didn't
Freddie
they?
Prince Jr., all those people. Yeah, there you go. Those are the names, blast from the past. But the mean rankings, Chassie, we're not burying this.
I'm sorry.
Where are you with that? Was that a fair assessment?
Well, I mean,
Filmo Mike, and by the way, Filmo used to work here. He knows all of us personally. And
so do you think that was personal, or do you think that was on-air persona?
I think it was on-air persona is what it was. And you know what? Ray, because if you know I'm off air, that's a shtick.
Well,
come
I
on.
Was trying to perpetuate.
Come on.
Because yesterday, you know what I consider him. He's the Cadbury Bunny, right? Like, it's a chocolate outside that's hard, but then you just push it
soft
a little.
Soft and gooey.
It's soft and gooey in the middle. It's all fake. I don't believe anything. Like, there's no way someone's
that. Maybe it's real, but he's not saying it in a mean way. He's saying it in an endearing way. Like, an older brother would pick on you in a nice way.
I want to continue to perpetuate this. Radio Bonte versus TV Bonte. Because I consider Radio Bonte to be Scarface, whereas I consider TV Bonte to be young Michael Corleone, who doesn't even know, you know, he just returned from the war and he's super nice or whatever. And so that's why I considered him the quote-unquote power rank number one bully.
Okay, fair enough. By the way, Courtney Cox was the name.
Was Courtney it Courtney Cox?
Yeah, Courtney Cox. No, but she was the reporter in Scream.
Nev Campbell.
There you go.
Who was also in one of my favorite movies of all time. Come on.
Oh, boy. What is it? What? Why are you looking at me like that?
Johnny Drama. He's like one of the main villains in it, or I guess his brother.
Kevin Dillon?
Yes, Kevin Dillon. Come on, it's Wild Things, one of my favorite movies of all time.
I don't think I've seen that.
One of the great love scenes of all time, when he's pouring champagne on them.
Wild Things.
Oh, my God, you never seen
this? Oh, wait. This is the one with Denise Richards. Oh, and they're in the pool. Okay, yeah. Don't need to get too into that at 5:55 in the morning, but I know exactly what you're talking about.
So there's certain scenes in movie that cinematic history.
Yeah, there's the one.
Fast Times at Ridgemont High, coming out of the pool.
Shout out the Rewind feature, VHS, back in the day.
Exactly. There's when... obviously, Wild Things, which is the scene that I referenced. Huge. When we find out that they're actually all in a love triangle.
Yes.
There's a certain one. Sharon Stone.
Yes. Yeah, what was that? Basic Instinct. Michael Douglas. Exactly. Again, back to Ant-Man. Michael Douglas.
The weird thing about Basic, they tried to repeat it in Basic Instinct 2. Yeah. You can't do it twice. No. Once you've done it once, you can't do it
twice. Well, it's an instinct. It's instinctual. It's one time. You can't do it
again. Exactly.
Yeah, come on. Come on, people. All right, we'll move past 95.7 The Game Mean Rankings. I'm sure Bonte will want to replay that sound later on in the crosstalk, maybe, when Willard and Dibs... It was funny. I don't know if you watched the bromance that was blooming in the second crosstalk with Steiny and Willard.
No.
Oh, dude, they're homies. Now.
Well, I listened to the show.
Times dapping up each other. Oh, yeah.
I listened to the show, and my interpretation of Steiny and Will, because I was driving back from the river, two uncles with polar opposite views on a lot of things actually became best friends.
There you go.
It's like watching sports with your uncle who kind of doesn't know what he's talking about. That's what that show is. And I kind of loved it.
I kind of loved it, too. It was like Steiny was kind of like the older brother a little bit, too.
Exactly.
Willard was the younger guy. I was like, you know what? These guys vibe off each other. And then that made Guru and Dibs like, I don't like this at all. And Guru coming in and saying, Steiny, why don't you ever talk to me like that? Give myself a two for the Guru.
I like that.
But I love that. What I don't love, Shasky, as we transition here.
Me in the A chair?
I love that, by the way. Come on.
I hate it.
Brings me back to old times.
Honestly?
Me, you, and Lucas at nights. Come on.
I know. But, like, quite honestly, like, driving the show
very
like
difficult.
That.
It's very difficult.
But not only that, I underestimated, and this is where I miss my partner for a variety of reasons, but I was so tired after every show because my brain had to be even more so locked in.
You'd be on top of everything.
Yes. Yep. Yes. Yep. Now, there's an art to being the B chair, which I think is underrated, but being in that A chair, plus, trust me, I would much rather get paid exactly the same and do half the work.
I don't think you would much rather have an inflammation in your elbow, though, like Brock Purdy has. This per Tom Pelissero, we'll be talking about it all morning, and I'm sure it's going to be the talk of the entire station here on 95.7 The Game today. 49ers quarterback Brock Purdy visited Dr. Keith Meister, who recommended postponing surgery because of ongoing inflammation in Purdy's elbow. That's per sources, Tom Pelissero. They'll reconvene in early March. All signs continue to point a UCL repair that would have Purdy ready for the 2023 season. Now, is that ready at the start? Is that ready during the season? He's not starting week one, Chasky. That's what I'm coming down to. And I'm already looking at a veteran quarterback to back up Trey Lance. It's Trey Lance's team now. Like, that's what I take from
this. When was the last time a 49er player came back ahead of schedule or on schedule for an injury? Kinlaw, Debo,
no.
Trey.
Doesn't happen.
Jimmy. Just any position. Any position.
No.
What I've been saying from the beginning.
It's lying season.
Have you ever been in sales? Under promise, yes. Over deliver.
Yes.
I don't know why we continue to do this as a media, as an organization, the Niners, and I don't even know, like, they start to say, well, 6 months, 6 months. Why are we putting hard and fast expectations out there just so that everyone can be heartbroken every turn? I operate this way. Let me know what happens when they open up the elbow and then give me some guesstimate time frame, and then let's add another 4 to 6 weeks just to be safe. Well, this is his throwing arm.
Well, that's the problem. We haven't even gotten inside to see what's going on because it's inflamed.
Joey.
Like, that's not good.
What have I said since the get-go? I would operate like he's going to be on the pup to start the season. Yes. And anything before that is gravy.
Yes.
Why? I just don't know why. I listen to Mark. He'll be ready in 90 days. He'll be throwing this. What are you talking about? There's like two guys in the history of the NFL that have had this injury that have come back from it this way. What is the rush? Like, if he misses 5 or 6, if you think Brock is your long-term answer,
why would you risk it?
What the hell is the rush?
That's exactly what I was trying to
say. Simultaneously, this team back-to-back years has started off rough and still made the playoffs. Now, would I not like to start off, you know, behind the eight ball? Of course. Give Trey an opportunity. Let's see where this goes.
Well, you invested all this draft capital. You have to. Like, I'm seeing fear from the text lines. Like, Tom Brady, Aaron Rodgers. I am tired of putting a Band-Aid on a gaping wound, is what I said. Let's just see what we got in the kid. You invested all this capital. Mm-hmm. Stop trying to cover it up. Let's see what he has. I think he could be really good. Greg Cosell thinks Trey Lance can be really good. He watches film. He knows more than me when he just watches the film. He doesn't talk about all this. And I played the sound earlier, and we've played it the last couple days and stuff. But he joined Matt Maioka and Jennifer Lee Chan on the 49ers podcast on NBC Sports Bay Area. But he was talking like, we can't be up here like crowning Brock Purdy as the next great thing and say that Trey Lance is nothing. Trey Lance barely played. We don't know what he is. We also don't know what Brock Purdy is. But I can sit here right now and say Brock Purdy's elbow is a concern. Trey Lance, I know what I invested in him. I need to see what I have in him.
Who has more film? Geno Smith or all of the 49er quarterbacks combined?
Geno Smith.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And I still don't know what to make of Geno Smith.
Yeah.
So, like, just remove the 49ers. Turn to all these different quarterbacks. You would say this about just about any quarterback. You know, Trevor Lawrence, okay? Horrible rookie year.
Oh.
Circumstances are a part.
Yes.
It's baked into the performance.
Yes.
So I'm not ripping him. He had a great year this year. Most people are saying, I like what I'm seeing. I'd love to see more.
Yeah.
And he played a full season this year.
Yes.
And he is a highly touted number one prospect coming out of high school.
Yes.
All right. And even then, the most optimistic Trevor Lawrence fan would say, you know, he's got to put together a couple of straight years and then I'll know he's turned the corner. Yes. And he's established himself and whatever. It's the same thing with Brock. Played six games and Greg Cosell, dirty little secret. And he's caught. And look, I'm high on Brock, but he said it. Boy, he looked a little leaky the last couple of weeks.
Yep.
And me and Bonte were on this.
Yes.
Like, hey, he looked good. He looked good. Really good for quite some time. And then toward the end, team started to adjust. He's playing tougher opponents. Like, there's a lot that's baked into that. But let's not pretend like he's sitting here looking like Mahomes. The Niners have their tenure. And this is where Mark Willard and I completely disagree. Crowning anyone, whether it be Trey, whether it be Brock Purdy, they found their guy for 10 years. You have to put together back-to-back good seasons to have that conversation, to me.
NFL Shasky, not for long. That's what that stands for. We all know that. That's the mantra. Bonta Hill, the king. I see him now. The king has returned.
Is he here?
He's right there in the back, right behind Sam Baldwin.
On a chariot?
He is on a chariot. Shout out Brad Pitt. Can't wait to hear you guys. Morning Roast next. Frank Isola, 650.
Frankie ESPN. Ice.
I love Frank Isola. Paisan, come on. 95.7 The Game.